I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. I had a lot to get to this morning. So TJ Holmes and Amy Robach are officially out at ABC. Sources told Page Six that the deal between the network and their GMA3 anchors was signed, executed, and done by Friday afternoon. An ABC News spokesperson later confirmed the news in a statement, saying after several productive conversations with Amy and TJ about different options, we all agreed it's best for everyone that they move on for ABC News. We recognize their talent and commitment over the years and are thankful for their contributions. ABC News President Kim Godwin issued an all-staff email moments before sending the statement out worldwide, saying, I want to share with you that we've reached a decision about TJ and Amy. I know this has been a distraction for so many of us, but let's not forget all the great work that continues to make ABC the number one news network in America, and that's because of you and blah, 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 blah.
It wasn't a distraction, though. It was like a two-second distraction. They
it
came
was
back.
An absolute distraction for people who worked there because it's all anybody was talking about.
Mm-hmm. But it would have been over in 5 minutes. Like, the next thing would have happened and they would have moved on.
It seems like Kennedy's saying they're more worried about the culture inside of the show than the outside perception.
Right. There was a lot of other stuff that was happening that just didn't get us in much air. Mm-hmm. But there were a lot of other women who came forward, some of whom were his superior, not his superiors. They were underneath him.
Right.
There was some talk about her behavior too. I think maybe this was just like, let's just agree to disagree. And I'm sure that they're going to pop up somewhere soon.
You That'll think they fine. Paid them a lot of money to go away?
No, I think that there was a contract, and I think whatever was in the contract probably got whatevered, and they
nice little parachute
came up with some kind of a something. We won't say anything about this if you don't say anything about that, and they moved on with their day.
Hmm.
They got plenty of money to go to Turks and Caicos next summer. That's for sure.
Do.
Turks and Caicos, right,
right at
Kennedy?
The same place where she used to take her ex-husband, Andrew.
The
it's
audacity.
So nice. Yeesh. Pick a new spot at least, bro. You know what I mean? Like that whole like taking one person where you used to take another person.
Isn't that what Giselle's doing right now too with her jiu-jitsu instructor, like hanging out where they...
Well, that's where she had her house. That was her spot.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But,
just get it. Yeah.
But he's been with them there. Like, he travels with the family. Do you know what I mean? He's been there before, I think, probably. But,
yeah, he's been there before.
But why do you care? She's a single woman. She can do whatever the hell she wants.
I don't know. Seemed like a little overlap to me.
Oh, get out of here.
You don't think?
No.
Well, I mean, there was definitely some overlap with the Good Morning America hosts and their spouses.
Yeah, that's
but
true, that, too.
But that's been said.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, that had nothing to do with nothing. You've got to be kidding me. Last week, the Grammys dropped their first list of performers. And if you were watching the AFC Championship game last night, you caught the next big announcement. And that is that Harry Styles will be performing at the upcoming Grammys. He joins Lizzo, Bad Bunny, Mary J. Blige, Steve Lacy, Luke Combs, Sam Smith, and others. More performances should be announced in the next week.
Mm-hmm.
That will all happen February 5th on CBS at 8. And Adele denying claims that she wasn't going to attend the Grammys during her residency performance on Friday. She's nominated for 7 awards, including 3 in the Big Four. She confirmed she will be in attendance and would never disrespect the ceremony like that. Apparently, there's rumors out there that she wasn't going to. And she said, whoever started that rumor is a blank blank.
A blank blank.
In true Adele fashion. Yes. And Priscilla Presley has contested the authenticity and validity of Lisa Marie Presley's will. She filed documents in Los Angeles Superior Court on Thursday, challenging a purported 2016 amendment to the will, which ousted her as a trustee. According to the documents that were obtained by Page Six, Priscilla asked a judge to determine the validity of the amendment, which named Lisa Marie's eldest daughter, Riley Keough, and her late son as successors. successor co-trustees. The amendment allegedly removed Lisa Marie's former business manager, Barry Siegel, along with Priscilla from the trust, leaving Raleigh the sole trustee after her brother died by suicide in 2020. In the filing, Priscilla claims that she and Siegel were first named co-trustees on January 29, 1993, when Lisa Marie executed a revocable living trust, which she amended and completely restated on January 27, 2010. However, when Lisa Marie died on January 12th, they found a new amendment, which was dated March of 2016. Priscilla alleges in the documents that her daughter's signature on the 2016 document appears inconsistent with her usual signature, further arguing that Lisa Marie's name had even been spelled wrong. So what's happening there? I don't know more than that. I've read as much as I possibly can read about it. And that's really all I know at this point, is that she's saying that it's not her signature and they even spelled her name wrong. So how can that be right? So, and they're also saying, TMZ is also saying that Lisa Marie was on a really bad weight loss regimen in the months leading up to her death because she wanted to look her best when Elvis came out. And that 2 months before the Golden Globe, she got plastic surgery. She began taking weight loss meds. She lost 50 pounds in 6 weeks is what they're saying.
Wow.
No,
again, this is just TMZ talking. They're putting out a special tonight about all of the things that they have found. You know, there's video of her at the Golden Globes and she doesn't look good. And, you know, she was slurring her words and stuff like that, where people are wondering if she back. You know, she has a real, real history with opiates and and addiction and stuff. So, gosh, I really hope that's not the case and we don't have to besmirch her name and we can just let her rest in peace. But, you know, no one's going to.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Kennedy's Dirty right now.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, there's some controversy swirling around the Oscars. And it has to do with one of the women who was nominated for Best Actress. Her name, Her name is Andrea Riseborough, and she was the breakout star of this year's nomination, seemingly out of nowhere, for her star turn in the barely seen independent drama To Leslie. The movie made about $30,000. Like, that's it. But her surprise nomination, there was a smartly orchestrated and star-studded word-of-mouth campaign. So people like Cate Blanchett, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kate Winslet, they saw the movie, they thought it was really good. You know, they sort of put their money where their mouth was to tweet out, hey, I really like this, you should look at this. Oscar voters, you should look at this, I thought it was very good. Edward Norton did the same thing. However, now they're suggesting that perhaps what happened during this campaign may have been illegal. That they are conducting a review of the circumstances that led to her nomination, saying it's the Academy's goal to ensure that the awards competition is conducted in a fair and ethical manner, and we're committed to ensuring an inclusive awards process. Now, a lot of people are saying that the only reason that they're getting, why anyone's paying attention at all, is because it is such a tiny movie, when in fact, these things happen all day, every day, with the very big companies that have movie houses. Right. You know what I mean? There's gigantic ads that go in, you know, the LA Times and New York, whatever, that say for your consideration, and they send presents to people. I mean, we get them here, for crying out loud, sometimes. You know, to say that everyone doesn't have a little say in this is weird. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think anything will. But
let me ask you this, Kennedy. Yeah. So, you know, we saw this when Dolly Parton said she didn't want to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they're like, well, you don't have a choice about this. So does the Academy only... do you have to submit your movie to be considered for an award? Okay. So
it needs to be, well, you turn it in for to be in consideration is what they call it, for your consideration.
So, I mean, just because one actor or actress gets all of their friends to vote for a movie that hasn't been submitted for that category,
I don't know the
can answer. It still get...
Well, it did. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm going to assume that because the director of the movie obviously thought her stuff was good. So, you know, they did all the things that other movie houses did. And his wife is an actress as well, and sort of just said, you know, they sent emails to people saying we'd love your support, which I don't think is against the rules. But but for some reason, everyone is stepping out. Christina Ricci put out something on her Twitter saying that it's completely elitist to only be going after this small, tiny little movie just because they're a small, tiny little movie when stuff like this happens every day. So we'll see what happens.
I just brought it up on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's got 97% by the critics and 86% audience score. and you can watch it on Prime Video or Apple TV.
Yeah,
too,
I just think it was one of those
Leslie.
Movies where, you know, it wasn't a big, you know, it wasn't a big movie house, but her performance was quite good. So
who knows? Will probably get this woman a lot of exposure, so that's good for her.
Yeah. I'm going to go watch the movie now. I love movies like this.
No, thank you. Mm. Kanye West got involved in an altercation on Friday, an incident that saw him grab a woman's phone for her and toss it, getting him investigated for battery as a result. Kanye and his maybe wife, Bianca Censori, were leaving a sporting event that his daughter was, you know, his daughter had a basketball game, basically, or something. They all went to it, right? Mm-hmm. And while he's leaving, a woman had been following the two of them for quite some time. It ended with him jumping out of his car in the middle of the road and confronting her. So everybody else was around taking video. The driver continued to film Kanye as he says, "You don't have to run up on me like that. If I say stop, you have to stop." The woman objects and says, "I don't have to. You're a celebrity." Then he returns to his vehicle. Another person filming attempts to explain, at which point the video stops. Then a verbal confrontation with someone else, Kanye and a man filming him, because, you know, nothing's more money than somebody losing their mind.
Yep.
And says Kanye is unhappy that he's being filmed as he's trying to see his kids. And Kanye is saying, "It's called human rights. And then the guy filming says, "It's a public place, Kanye. I can do whatever I want."
Right.
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be some demarcation line. We need to have some sort of legislation or law, because when you're just trying to go and like watch your kid's basketball game or something,
it's not like going to Nobu. You're not trying to get filmed going to see your kid play basketball.
You're not out walking the red carpet with your kids or whatever.
You're not at a fancy restaurant where everybody goes to get their baby.
You're just trying to be a parent like everybody else.
I can't imagine what that it must be like. And for the kids, too.
No, so then Kim was walking down the street after this happened. Paparazzi gets a hold of her. "What do you think about Kanye hitting someone?" To which she says, "Do not talk to me about this in front of my children." Made the paparazzi person apologize to her. And one of the kids you can hear shouting, "Please leave." Like North has been out a bunch of times, and she holds up signs that says, "Stop taking my picture." Like, she's 10.
And so what 11? You have here, this is the most gross thing, because you have the paparazzi causing a story with Kanye West, and then you have other paparazzi trying to get more content off of another story that they created in the paparazzi world. It wasn't like,
because they'll get more money if he's fighting.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. Regardless of how we might feel about him, it's just not okay.
Was it paparazzi that was in his face at his kid's game, or was it just another person who was like another parent who was like, "Oh my God, it's Kanye"? I'm just curious.
It hardly matters.
One of them,
they were following him. I would assume that they do this for a living. But at the end of the day, anyone can be a paparazzi these days. Anyone can send a picture to TMZ, right?
And get paid.
That happens a lot.
That level of fame, I know people like idolize it and lust for it. That would be an absolute nightmare to not be able to walk outside.
You're famous, you deserve it. No, you don't.
No, you can't. They treat them like they're not people.
And that's literally what they screamed at him. "You're in a public place. I can do what I like.
You're a celebrity. I can do what I
want." Gross. And a quick royal update for you, Carson. People being celebrities that don't get to get away with stuff. Prince Andrew might be finally seeing the end of his days at least in court. So he's been living at Buckingham Palace since like the 80s. In a four-room apartment there, where he lived when he was single, when he was married, and back when he's single. He's still roommates with his ex-wife at Royal Lodge, which is a different place, but he has apartments at Buckingham Palace because he brings chicks there and they dig it.
Listen, I'm not going to besmirch anybody for staying and living at home with their parents. It's expensive out here.
Rent's hard, man.
It is.
It's hard out here for a prince.
So in any event,
is he in the basement of the castle?
He doesn't get to live there anymore. He has been told that Buckingham Palace is no place for Prince Andrew. So his office was closed down last year and now is sleeping quarters. So he won't be able to stay there anymore. And the staff won't have to worry about rearranging his teddy bear collection. If you don't believe me, Google it. Mm. And that's what I got.
Just imagine him at the bar. Like, "Yeah, I live with my mom, but she kind of like lives with me. You know, I take care of her. Just trying to be a good guy. It's cool.
Yeah, good guy.
We're more like roommates."
I mean,
I'm on the other side of the palace, really.
Yeah. I got the whole wing. It's fine.
Yeah, she would be struggling on her own if it wasn't for me, you know.
None of my other siblings would pitch in.
They're not around. Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be out doing my own thing. It's fine.
Yeah.
Garbage.
I actually gave up a lot to do this for her because that's the kind of guy I am.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!